City of Muni, Nebraska versus Elkhorn Rural Public Power District, Justice Miller-Lemon is recused in this matter. And Judge Reedman and Judge Carter will continue to sit with the court. And with that in mind, Mr. Jaretsky, good morning to you.
Between subsection 7010.2A, B, and C is the word plus in plain statute. This court has asked several parties before me question of review to invoke no review against the looking for whether the decision arbitrary and capricious is a plain error or not. I assert to you that there is very identifiable kind of in this particular case, and I quote from the board, page 16 of the RV board's order, paragraph 34, and that's T98. Protestant, again, that would be the public power district, asserts that the statutory language in 70-1010-2B entitles its compensation for relocating substation 71-18. Applicant neither, argues that any effect on the total impact is captured by the compensation applicant will pay to protestant for the loss of the customers and facilities located inside the cell annexation that will be transferred to applicant. The board agrees with applicant's position. I assert to you that its plain error is directly in conflict with the statute. As you can see by the thing power review determined, as it was persuaded to by England, that because of paying for some customers and facilities located within the annex area, well, that takes care of this other stuff outside the annex area. And the statute is in direct conflict, so you can pay for equipment located within, customers located within, and you're going to restore whatever is detached in this area. And in this case,
there's another phrase in there, isn't there?
Yes, Your Honor, I will read to you precisely what the statute provides. An amount equal to the non-government cost of constructing any facilities necessary to reintegrate the system of the supplier outside the area being transferred after detaching the fortune to be sold.
What's a non-government cost?
Non-government cost, again, not defined in the statute, however, is not unique to this industry, or not unusual to this industry, I should say. And the best example I can provide you is that in many instances where a tornado, an ice storm, whatever it may be, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency is going to pay electric utilities the non-government cost of what was destroyed. So whether it be a substation, whether it be a line, whether it be a pole, FEMA will come in and say to the utility, we're going to pay you the non-government cost. And the simple example is this. Obviously, my utility in my house might be 30 years old. It might be in the best interest of that utility and its customers to install a better and improved one. FEMA will say to you, I'm going to give you the non-government cost. So if you could buy this old line at $2 a square foot or linear foot and the new line at $4, I'm only going to give you the $2. The betterment portion of that new line, don't pay for that. FEMA doesn't pay for that. We're not asking either to pay for that. Only the non-betterment cost.
Is that what the power of the board did? Did they concentrate on betterment, non-betterment?
What happened with the power of the board is they jumped to the conclusion that this, by moving the substation, that this was about. And I think as you can find in the dissenting opinion by Mr. Gritton, he identified that it's not government, because all we're trying to do is restore the fire district and make it whole. Leave it in the same position before the other position.
Did you ask for the entire amount of the new station or the first station?
Absolutely not. The entire movement of the substation, I'll maybe get to that in a rebuttal, was going to cost approximately $900,000 to relocate that cell. And again, the damage is out here for the non-veteran. Is it
were there other alternatives discussed other than getting a new...
To answer, when this is presented by Alfred Public Power, he presented the alternative to simply beefing up the line and removing these lines. And that is an alternative.
Did the board consider that those alternatives?
There was a great deal of inquiry by the board into those alternatives. Given the expert witnesses suggesting that moving the substation was a better alternative and ultimately a less expensive alternative, I think the board again jumped to the conclusion that because you're not considering just adding lines or beefing up lines and going with the alternative of moving the substation, therefore it's a better, therefore decision. So they refuse to consider that much their servant feels about it. I reserve the balance of my time.
Thank you very much. Is Mr. Lay?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Justice. It's my pleasure to court David Levy along with co-counsel Chris Adcock on behalf of the City of Neely. First, I would like to start with the standard of review, which in fact has not been upheld here. A decision of the Nebraska Power Review Board will be affirmed on appeal if it is supported by any evidence in the record and is not arbitrary, capricious, or otherwise illegal. The appellate court is not to substitute its judgment for the board on matters such as judging the quality of witnesses or disputes and conflicts in the testimony of the witnesses or the evidence before the Power Review Board. We respectfully submit that this court should affirm the Power Review Board's decision for four reasons. First, the injury to the substation for which Neely now, Elkhorn now seeks an additional $337,000 in compensation, it was already compensated for. The injury to the substation is the lost customers. Elkhorn in its brief talks about the loss of the circuit. It didn't lose the circuit. It still has the circuit. It can still use the circuit. Neely did not take the circuit from it. What Neely took is the load, the customers, and the Power Review Board found, and Neely agreed and in fact stipulated that it, under the statute, owed Elkhorn about $265,000 for that lost load.
Well, we're in the Lexington case. How does that come in on that issue?
Yes, Your Honor. So in Lexington, which appellants rely on heavily, Lexington actually is similar to this case, we agree. Lexington remanded to the Power Review Board on one issue, and it said that if the equipment at issue had been rendered useless, then the Power Review Board was to determine the amount of compensation due to the Dawson Public Power District there based on a 3% per year depreciation schedule that's set forth in the statute. So the implication there, really the statement, if you look at the last two sentences or three sentences of the Lexington case, is it's a two-part analysis. First, was it rendered useless? If it was not rendered useless, then no compensation is up. Second, if it was
rendered useless in this case.
Well, that's interesting, Your Honor. So by Elkhorn's evidence and by their testimony and by their experts, they lost about a quarter of the load of the substation. That certainly does not render the entire substation useless. They argue that that's
so that's to render the entire substation useless.
Well, Your Honor, so they then, in consistently with that evidence, seek compensation that is tied with moving the entire substation. Right? Yes,
they only ask for a portion of that movement, do they not?
That's correct, Your Honor. But the beginning of that analysis, their claim is that they need to move the whole substation 2.5 miles to the northeast to its optimal load center. In fact, the record shows that the substation where it's currently located was never in its optimal load center. They can start to kind of transition there to the concept of betterment, but the bottom line is you don't need to move the entire substation to deal with it losing one quarter of its load.
There are other alternatives to moving that were discussed, and did the board take into consideration those other alternatives?
Yes, Your Honor. There was discussion at the hearing about adding capacity to transmission lines that connect the substation in its current location. In other modes, there was discussion about taking that transformer, I guess is the right term, certainly not an electrical engineer, and moving it to a different substation.
The board's final determination, did the board talk about any of those other alternatives, and should they have? What I'm getting to is this arbitrary and capricious?
Your Honor, we submit that it is not arbitrary and capricious because the statutory standard is what governs the board's analysis and the board's decision here. And in applying that statute to the law, the board found that the injury to the substation was the loss of the load, and that Elkhorn was compensated for that loss of those customers through the statutory formula. There's nothing in the the statute that talks about other alternatives or trying to help Elkhorn fix its issue. At most, Elkhorn would be entitled, perhaps, if the substation were rendered useless, to that appreciated cost of that transformer. But again, their request is sort of made up out of whole cloth. They came up with this thing where, you know what, we're actually going to take this opportunity to move the entire substation 2.5 miles to the northeast and finally load center. They're seeking, quite frankly, an opportunity to take money from Neely and use that to move a substation.
And I don't want to be argumentative, but just the fact that they only requested a percentage of that whole move, is that a factor that they were in fact not asking for that?
You're right. Respectfully, that is not a factor, that is not dispositive in that, because where you start from to get to that $337,000 is a $900,000 or $950,000 cost, which is associated with moving the entire substation, which is clearly a betterment and clearly is not made necessary by Neely's annexation. Again, I think it's very important to consider all of this in light of Neely's annexation. What did Neely's annexation cause Elkhorn to have to do in a non-betterment situation? There is nothing, and I don't think Elkhorn even makes this claim. The evidence certainly doesn't bear out that Neely's annexation now causes the entire substation to become useless or causes a need to move this entire substation 2.5 miles to the northeast. And I appreciate Elkhorn's business acumen and business judgment and business desire to do that, but that is not in any way, shape, or form caused by Neely's annexation. Neely's annexation caused the substation to lose about a quarter of its load. Neely compensated Elkhorn for that loss of that load. Load is customers. Customers are load. That part of the formula compensates the public power district that's losing the customers for that loss of revenue. It's right there in the statute. That's the formula. The parties agreed on the formula, the application of the formula, and the power of the board adopted that. I think if you go back and look at about pages 17 through 20 of the power of the board's opinion, they explain that very well. They go through a lengthy, well-reasoned analysis of how they get to that, and they check off multiple pieces of the statute. Elkhorn claims this additional compensation under the prong of the statute that's about reintegration. There's nothing here having to do with reintegration. Reintegration is the farm in the lower left corner of the exhibit there, the Hemingway farm, which the annexation cut off from electric service. To continue serving that farm, Elkhorn would now have had a line within Neely's service territory, which it preferred not to do. So because of the annexation, again, because of the annexation caused that cutoff. We don't argue with that. Elkhorn now had to build some new infrastructure and serve that farm from a different direction. That's reintegration. That's putting the system back together when it was undone by the annexation. That absolutely is a cost that Neely is responsible for. We agreed to that, and Neely paid for that as part of the power of the board's order. Moving the entire substation 2.5 miles to the northeast is not caused by the annexation. It's not necessary. It is a betterment, and the statute prohibits assessing costs against Neely for that move. The power review board found that based on the evidence, and the power review board was correct, and we respectfully encourage and request that the court affirm the power review board's decision.
In the city of Lexington, the issue that was remanded for determination and depreciation, was that loss of load, or what was that?
Your Honor, that is a good question. Let me try and answer that for you. That portion relating to the value of the substation and feeder lines located outside the annexed area.
And is that how we this is also outside the annexation area.
That's right. And then we agree with Appellants, Your Honor, that Lexington is very similar to this situation. But my point about Lexington is the remedy there. And I'll read from the end of the decision. It's on page 73 of 504. I'm sorry, 244 Nebraska 62 at page 73. It is reversed in the cause of amendment with directions to the board to calculate the depreciated value of the substation based on 3% per-year statutory formula and for equipment which has actually been rendered useless by the transfer. And it's our submission here that nothing has actually been rendered useless, and certainly the annexation did not cause the need to move the entire substation.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for about 48 seconds, Mr. Gretzky?
Justice Lehman's question is absolutely spot. The in Lexington substation was rendered again 26% useless. If you look at the end of that opinion, 244 and 72, you see the conclusion, and again the math that Mr. Lodge's walked through. That court used the math of subsection A to solve a problem for subsection B. The wisdom of that we won't get into. And to Mr. Lovett's last point, did we need to move the substation? No. This is a three-legged easel standing here. It's right on that one of those legs, too, is what Inwood took. So one of those legs no longer serves a function. I have two choices. I can build a leg on some sort of crooked thing that'll come off that and touch somewhere else. Or I can simply move that easel a little bit over and solve my problem.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for today. The court is adjourned and you are excused.